Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, we got a special show today because I'm about to impart some knowledge on you that I know it's deep. It is deep. And you better be paying attention. This is one you're going to want to talk to the kiddos about. You're going to want to talk to your uncles, aunts, grandpas, all of them, right? Because it's a very simple thing. Life is going to test you. I know. You're like, Kevin, you're dropping bombs on me, bro. Yeah, life is going to test you. It may be your personal demon inside of you. It could be alcoholism. It could be gambling addiction, whatever. It's going to test you. And here's what's interesting about life. It tests you from the beginning to the end. It will never stop testing you. That's why you should get used to taking tests. You know, when these kids, they tell kids, no, we're not going to have you do any tests. You shouldn't feel that anxiety of a testing situation. We don't want you to feel, you know, that, because it would create too much anxiety, too much angst. But what's life going to do? Life is going to test you from the beginning to the end. It tests you as a little kid. With all the different things that you went through, that you know, whatever is in your own personal, you know, catalog of things that you did, you can tell me where the tests are. I don't have to remind you of it. And then when you become an adult, life starts testing you all over again. It tests you. Maybe you want to have kids and you couldn't. It tests you there. Maybe you have kids. That is definitely a test. It's a test of all the things that you've learned. And you know what you learn about every test that life gives you? You aren't really prepared. Are you prepared for teenage years? Are you prepared for life after school, life after college? I mean, you do the best you can, but you know what you still do? You make mistakes. There is no 100 on life's test. There's no perfect score. Then you get your kids. Are you the best parent? You think you've knocked it out of the park? No. You find out you made a lot of mistakes. Maybe you got friendships. Maybe it's with your own siblings. You are not going to pass every test. So how do you do something when you know you're not going to pass every test? It's like baseball. You're a good hitter if you can hit 300. God forbid you hit 400. You pass 4 out of 6 tests. And you're a good hitter. That's the way life is. And maybe that's the way you ought to look at life. It's not perfect for you. It's not going to be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. And you learn, and it becomes iterative, and you just keep going, and you try to learn more and more and more. And you know what? You're going to fail you're going to fail more than you succeed. And it's okay. You get tested. You think you're ready when you find out that somebody in your family's sick or that they're dying? Man, let me tell you, talk about a rough year. Rough year financially for me. 2 of the worst years of my life in the last 2 years. This year, how many friends have I lost? It's unbelievable. The stuff that, you know, God is heaping on me in this very moment. Businesses that we got to just keep our eye on, because the IRS coming to my house, you know, I don't know what they have next. They aren't doing it anymore. I don't feel harassed. And, you know, I mean, I could just go down a list of things. And you know what? I'm not letting it get me down. I believe in a higher power. I believe in something better. I believe I have a mission to do something. I think I know what it is. I get up every day going, you can change it. Some days I say to myself, man, you know, it could be a lot easier. Make the shift. And then God opens another door. He says, oh, walk through this one, Kevin. I don't go through windows because I don't want people thinking I'm sneaking in. I just go right through the door. Hey, y'all. Oh, man. No windows for this dude. But anyway, I'm being tested. I don't know if I'm passing these tests. I'm going to make you a bet. I'm failing most. But I'm not going to worry about it. You know, my mother-in-law's in dire straits. They can't figure out what's going on with it. They don't know whether it's neurological or bacterial. She's in her 80s, so, you know, that time. You have to brace yourself for the eventuality. And given the year that it's been, where I've lost two of my friends that turned 60, one at the age of 49, Joe the plumber, dies of pancreatic cancer. And a host of other things, people getting sick and, you know, down stricken with this or that. It's just been a heck of a year. And it's all a test. And what, am I going to suddenly start passing tests? Are people not going to, are they going to stop dying? Are my friends going to stop going through financial issues or suffering in marriages or whatever else? The answer is no. And all you can do is just be there. Be present. My wife says it all the time. Be present. I don't know that I've always been the best person to be present. You know, I talked about losing one of my friends in August. And we wouldn't see each other. I mean, we talked often. We didn't see each other a lot. I mean, life is in the way. I think I was present. You know, she would say, well, you know, what's going on with it? And I go, oh, man, we just chit-chatted. Yeah. So we talked for 15 minutes, and she'd ask me questions that I didn't even get to. And it, for us, it seemed, to her, our conversations seemed trivial. But I'll tell you, they weren't trivial. The fact that we talked, I think, was a big deal. It was to me. It meant he was thinking about me. And what was funny, every time I pick up the phone, hey, man, I know you're busy, but and I would always say this, I'm not too busy for my friends. If I can't answer, I can't answer. I'm in a recording, I'm on a radio show, whatever. But if I can answer, I will answer. You know, one of the things I pride myself as a friend? You can call me to come get you out of jail, because I'm going to answer eventually. I mean, it may not be that minute, that very moment, but I'm going to look at my messages and go, oh, I better call so-and-so back. And if you're in jail, but I have friends, I'm going to tell you. Yeah, I tell them all the time, man, you are not going to be my first call when I got to go, if I go to jail. I'm not mad at them. I'm just saying that they have a different approach. But I want to be available, because I believe every conversation, every action, everything that we do is God-driven. It's a test. You're going to answer that phone. You're going to, you know, answer that note. Whatever it may be, you're going to be there. We're struggling as a family right now. It's okay. It happens. It's going to keep on happening. But I got to remind myself, it's a test, man. And we got to pass these tests. We got to be there for each other. Thank you for being there for me.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Have you seen that show, Would I Survive? I think it's called Would I Survive. It's got John Quiñones as the guy. I think it's called Would I Survive. And it's always these harrowing situations, caught, trapped or caught in a flash flood, or, you know, caught between a rock or in a hard place, you know, or, you know, these horrendous situations. And, you know, bear attack. I remember seeing one where a bear attacked a dude twice. And I'm talking about this guy, the way he described his face was, you know, ripped off. And, you know, luckily he had on a backpack so he didn't get beat up too bad. But it was a mother bear that thought this guy was after her cubs. And she just beat him, as my grandmother would say, within an inch of his life. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So if you were lost in a jungle or some remote desert region or whatever, you didn't have water, sun was beaming down on you, would the adrenaline kick in and would you persevere? I mean, I see those shows and there's some of them I go, I think I'd be okay. And then others I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. I don't know. And the strength of the mind kicks. It's one thing to have the physical capability of doing it, but it's another to wonder, do you have the strength of mind to say, I would do this. I would make it. I would wait. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. There are times that I tell myself, no matter what, I will make it out. And then they show me a scenario and I go, I wouldn't make it out of that. And, you know, there's just certain things you go, I don't want to fool myself. Anyway, sometimes we can experience the same types of things, similar things emotionally, and wonder if we would survive. I want you to just think about it. Like you're hanging off the side of a mountain, literally, in the physical sense. But can you be hanging off the side of a mountain emotionally? The short answer is yeah. I bet you can. I don't think I've ever been there where I felt like, man, I'm that close to just, you know, my muscles straining and I'm trying to pull myself back up to the top of the mountain. But I can imagine people getting there. Been a rough year, as I said in the first segment. My nephew was killed 2 years ago in January. His killer was caught 3 weeks to the day of his killing. They have his trial in 60 days. So I call my little sister. I'm like, you know, how you doing? I'm implementing these things. And my wife goes, you gotta be in the moment. You know she's going to have a rough time. The trial's coming up. Every year now, around the time that Nicholas was killed, I got to call her. I got to make sure she's okay. So his killer was caught. Going to trial, I talked to her. I wondered how I would feel if I lost one of my sons, if he'd been murdered. What about the test of your resolve and that kind of thing, right? What about the test we're currently going through politically? They're testing your resolve. The insanity that is swirling all around you, intentional chaos created by people who just do it, it seems like for fun, for sport. How's your testing going? When you listen, you know, you listen to the news, you see the news, you read a story, you hear something about Hunter Biden, and you scratch your head, oh, they were trying to cut a sweetheart deal. You wouldn't get a sweetheart deal. How's that fair? What about Joe Biden? All the left do is make excuses for this guy. Oh, well, he's everybody's grandpa. He's everybody's Uncle Joe. Really? I don't know many grandpas that take showers with their daughters or don't want to address, you know, that they sexually, you know, what do they call it, harass one of the staffers, Tara Reid, or who's a pathological liar about everything, then and now. It isn't like he's changed. It isn't like he's grown up. And you know what? Society is accepting the lies. There's a segment of society, oh, that's not a lie. That's just Joe being Joe. But if it were you, it's a lie. How many LLCs do you have set up going to offshore accounts? How many oligarchs are you getting money from? And what's worse, we can directly connect these policy decisions that Joe Biden's made to the money that his family's received, and people just want to shake. What are you talking about, Kevin? What about Donald Trump? What about Jared Kushner? What about what about it? It's like when you're talking to a counselor, they tell you, don't be convoluting the conversation we're having with something else. You're talking to your wife about something that happened in this moment, or she's talking to you, and you want to reflect back 2 years, 3 years, or whatever. Why? This is in the moment. What are we dealing with now? Why am I upset? You know, frustrated, disappointed, all these different things. But here's the good news. The good news is no matter what, you're prepared. You're prepared for the win, and you're prepared for the loss. Right now, my mother-in-law is in the hospital. I'm prepared for the loss. Because you got to be. I'm also prepared for the win. Praying for the win. But you got to pray for the win and be prepared for the loss. My grandfather would tell me, he didn't have much of an education. He went to the sixth grade. But he said, Kev, you got to discipline disappointment. Because it's going to keep on happening. And why is it that I'm a 10-year-old kid, 11 years old, whatever, don't remember what I lost. I think that I'd lost the race against Michael Mireles. And I was faster than he was. I've told this story where we were running this race, and I was faster than Michael. It was a foregone conclusion I was going to win it. But my grandparents couldn't show up. And I was disappointed. They showed up for everything, but they didn't show up for that. And I saw Michael's father, Raymond, in the stands, the race is going on, And I'm not even running a race. I'm looking at Raymond Mireles in the stands going, go Michael, go Michael, go Michael, go Michael. And he beat me. And I was so upset because I was faster than he was. It was, I mean, easily could have beaten him. And my grandfather said that to me. Discipline, disappointment, because it's going to keep on happening. Followed by, but you still got to train. You still got to be prepared. You still got to be ready for the moment. You know, they all talk about luck and good luck. It's always amazing how those saying luck seems to follow my good preparation. Just telling you folks, you're prepared. You're preparing every day. And you know what? In those losses that we think are losses, they're not really losses. They're wins. In these funny little ways, they're wins. I'm not going to recount them, but I thought Barack Obama winning the presidency was a loss. Turned out to be a win. I thought Donald Trump losing in this coup was a loss. I'm going to make you a bet. It turns out to be a win. Everything that I'm seeing, everything that's leading up to these moments of clarity that people are beginning to get about the Democratic Party and about this crooked government and this cabal of media and the DOJ and the DNC, that they don't care anything about us. Is that a win? It's a loss to understand that your government is colluding against you. But it's a win for you to know it. It's a win for you to say, I'm going to do something about it. And let me tell you, when we get to the next segment where we talk about this movement about Joe Biden, I think you're going to get the point. So hang in there, folks. We got a lot to be proud about and a lot of things that may seem like losses, but they're not. Short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An arrest has been made in the shooting death of Los Angeles Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer, a person of interest identified yesterday and taken into custody by the Sheriff's Department. Officials say that five U.S. citizens detained by Iran were freed today after a deal was brokered between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Biden administration. The military looking for a missing fighter jet, this after a Marine Corps pilot ejected from his plane following a mishap yesterday. making it to the ground safely. The base asking anyone who has information on the possible location of the $100 million aircraft to please give them a call. Illinois is now the first state in the nation to do away with cash bail. Beginning today, cash bail will all but be eliminated for the majority of criminal defendants awaiting trial. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The most open secret in D.C. is out. Democrats don't want Biden. And it makes total sense because the man is a train wreck. Personally and professionally, Biden is damaged goods. He was that in 2020 when the powers that be decided in their coup that they were going to put him in charge. And as you guys know that listen to this program, I chuckle at the idea that Joe Biden represented the best and brightest of the Democrat field in 2020. Think about that for just a second. That's the best you got. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Talk about the shallow end of the shallow gene pool. That's what Biden is. And when you look at the Democrats and who they have to offer, look at who they want to tee up next. Gavin Newsom, a guy that failed as a mayor of San Francisco, failed as a governor of California. I'm talking about turn those places into third world crap holes. And he's the next guy they want to be president. And according to them, and the way they measure, he is the most qualified guy to be president. Still, I read a report, and it's not about Biden that's got the problems, but Trump. And here's what they said. A certain conventional wisdom about the 2024 presidential race has dominated political discourse for much of the year. Donald Trump is unstoppable when it comes to winning the Republican nomination, but cannot hope to retake the White House when it comes to the general election. See, the first part of that, I completely agree. Unstoppable in the one regard. But the second part of that is nothing more than absolute nonsense. Anyway, it goes on. What endears him to his party's base repels the independent and moderate voters he needs to win the presidency. So Joe Biden is a clear favorite to be elected for a second term. Now, don't get your dander up here real quick, because there's more coming. That conventional wisdom is now smashed to smithereens, and not in a good way for those who want to see Trump back in the Oval Office. Aha! Aha! Oh, my goodness. Indeed, folks. He is more than ever a shoo-in to win the Republican nomination, they write. 4 indictments and 91 criminal charges have only served to rally his party's base tighter around him, leaving rival candidates in the dust as also-rans. There you go. But if we look at the general, which he says Trump can't win, if things are so bad for Trump, how does he dominate all these other Republican nominees? And here's what I can tell you. Nobody out there doubts the Republican polls. Nobody.
Republicans overwhelmingly support Donald Trump. And if we believe the press, then who do the independents and the Democrats love? Biden? The Democratic Party, who obviously targeted Trump, practically canonizing him? Who is there? And by the way, while we're on the subject of who's got the dominance in a party, I think I asked this, certainly I've asked it many times, but I've asked it the other day. Who on the Democrats or the Republicans has that level of, what am I looking for? Loyalty for a party? Who? Who can say, I dominate in the Democratic Party? Do you think Kamala Harris dominates? Do you think Joe Biden dominates? Do you think Gavin Newsom dominates? Who? Pete Buttigieg? Who dominates? I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody close. So whatever the number is that has Trump dominating, if there's nobody close to that, now the rest of it they say, well, what about his negatives? Okay, what about Gavin Newsom's negatives? What about Joe Biden's negatives? What about Kamala Harris's negatives? People, they act as if the moderates are going to be like, oh, there's nobody, we don't want Trump, so there's nobody else to vote for. What do you, no, there are many moderates who would never vote for Gavin Newsom or Kamala Harris or even Joe Biden. You've seen the polls. I mean, the idea that they try to sell this stuff to us, I find fascinating. I will admit this, and I've told you this before. It wasn't that long ago, Trump had lost his luster. During his heyday, Trump was in Arizona, and I was there. He stood in front of a crowd that was, I mean, to get into this event, I remember driving up, it was easily over a mile long line. There were vendors all out the side lining up the place, selling his gear. Let me tell you why I went. I went only because I could get a press pass. That was it. And then he came in post-coup, talked about, he was with Kari Lake, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mark Fincham here locally, and a few other people, a couple of national folks, and I would say there were 3,000 people at this event. You could pull right up to the front in your vehicle. Getting a ticket was easy. I mean, everything was completely opposite of a Trump rally. Now, there were enough people there to make sure you knew it wasn't a Biden rally. As I said, it was roughly 3,000 folks, give or take. And that's not a little, but it's not what Trump was used to. At the other facility, it was almost at capacity. And people, they had the overflow part outside. So that's the way it was. Trump had lost his luster. I know for certain Republicans had softened on Trump. I talked to many of them. They were like, we need somebody new. And, you know, all the other things that you would hear. And then the Democrats screwed it up. They overplayed their hand. These incessant, stupid, frivolous lawsuits elevated Trump back to circa 2016 status. And now who's in trouble? You guessed it. Joe Biden. And even the Daily Mail, who was where I saw the article that talked about there is a dump Biden campaign afoot, they are the ones who wrote about it. This isn't international news. This isn't, because I don't even know if the American news would report it. So now, suddenly it's Biden who's perceived to be the loser, with an increasing number of Democrats now fearing that if he runs again, the likely outcome is the unthinkable, a Trump victory. The dump Joe movement is afoot, folks. They wrote this. For the moment, very few have the gumption to go public with such fears, but it's being whispered whenever top Dems gather behind closed doors. Take my word for it. A nascent dump Joe movement is in the making, and it will be a serious political force before the year is out. Told you. Knew it was going to happen. Knew it was coming. Knew it was inevitable. So I ask this question. What pushed leftists and other Democrats over the edge? And laughably, what they've known for some time. Biden is old, he's senile, and the worst part, he's worthless. They write this, it's being propelled by two interlinked factors. Biden's age, he will be 82 next year, and his dire poll ratings, which have sapped Democratic confidence that his reelection up against Trump would be just a formality. The idea that there are people out there who believe it was ever a formality cracks me up. Yeah, it's just a formality. There's, you know, Joe Biden beat him the first time because Trump was such a bad president and Joe Biden got his 81 million votes. It was a formality. What are you talking about, people? We got nothing to worry about. The only way you could think that is if you know the cheat's in. Because there is nothing in common sense that would tell you that that's the case. Okay, they don't like him, this, that, and the other, whatever. There's nothing in common sense that would link you to that. That would tell you, oh yeah, I can connect those dots. Joe Biden, I've been saying this for the longest. His age, that's the obvious. His senility, that's another obvious. The fact that he's incompetent, that's another obvious. But why is it that they don't see it as obviously as we see it? That's my question. Well, here's my answer. They do see it. I think they've seen it the entire time. And they've got to sell the ruse. And here's what they're up against. This part I really love. The clock's ticking. How long do you think you can continue to do this before you have to start running another campaign? Who are you going to get in there to replace him? The Democrats have that decision to make. And they got to do it quick. And that's why I told you guys, by the end of the year, Joe Biden, he's going to fake an injury. But here's the real irony. It won't be a fake. Joe Biden is demonstrating this, and I'm not going to have time to cover now when we come back. They go on to, this is a foreign outlet going, you know what, we see it, the world is seeing it, and maybe the U.S. press won't cover it, but it's real.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a group that wants to dump Joe in the Democratic Party, and all I can say is, what took so long? It's finally being discussed? As Maury might say to me, though, you are the father, because I've already predicted it. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I said the Democrats are going to dump Joe. It's just a matter of time. And I warned you that all you have to do is watch for the signs. As soon as things start getting tough for Joe, they're going to go ahead and let him, you know, fake his injury. He's not faking an injury, by the way. He's got a real injury. He's got a lot of real injuries. One, his record. Two, his son and what he did with him. And three, did I mention his record? Welcome again. Yeah, the Daily Mail, an overseas news organization that actually has a nerve to report news admitted that America's overwhelmingly pro-democratic mainstream media has done its best to look the other way from Joe Biden's senility, but, this is an important but, pay attention, his condition now requires his media cheerleaders to recognize, or worse, acknowledge what we already know about demented Joey. And so, I talked about this earlier in the previous segment that said, who knew? I mean, I knew. I knew it was going to happen. Now, I didn't know when. Now, here's what makes me wonder. Are they understanding that the Republicans' part of the strategy is to drag it out? So they're finally saying, look, we're going to recognize it. We got to face the music here. I'm so glad to see this. Not because it vindicates me. I don't need vindicating. I already know. Knew it was going to happen. Now, I want you to recall, remember when Joe Biden was walking around shaking hands with the air? You remember this? Think about this. This sounds, it seems like it was years ago. This was only months ago. Joe Biden falling up Air Force One stairs, falling up the stairs so much so you know what they had him do? Yeah, you do, because you've been listening to this program. He's been going up the belly of the plane where you can't see him in case he does stumble. Remember when he fell on the infamous invisible sandbag? What happened to that? It was the media talk of the town. And now, you know, there was hardly a mention of it. And keep in mind, folks, this stuff didn't happen that long ago. And now they're finally bringing it up. They reference, at a recent ceremony to honor a military veteran, Biden simply wandered off stage without a word. The cameraman, he missed the memo, zoomed in to capture the bewildered face of the war hero who was supposed to be getting the medal. And people said, the guy was distraught. I don't know what his feelings were. I'm not going to try to pull a Democratic prosecutions that say, oh, we know what Trump is thinking. There's no way he believes that the election was stolen. I don't know what the old man was thinking. But here's what I do know. This guy was old enough to be Joe Biden's older brother. He's looking at the dude walk off stage and he's saying, I'm the old dude up here. I'm the guy that is near death. I don't think so. Told you before, I have a good friend. He knows Joe Biden well. He's not happy about it, but he knows him. And he said to me, this guy is worse than he looks when you see him. And he sees him enough I'm telling you, he sees him enough. And I told you, he told me, the people at the country club where he's a member with Joe Biden, he says they can't stand him. This is in his own hometown. In another incident, Biden tried to pronounce the name of Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman. He stumbled. Mohammed bin Salman. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, he didn't get it. Salman, not Salman. Everyone at the G2 summit in India witnessed this guffaw, and the world press watched as the most embarrassing president in the history of our nation went there and made us look like stupid people. The Biden hits keep on coming. In Vietnam, what did he do? About every, you know, he practically writes the Republican commercials. All you got to do is follow him around. In fact, I told many people that the Republicans don't have to do anything. It makes you wonder, are they serious? Are the Republicans serious about solving problems? Because you look at anything that the Democrats have addressed. The border issue, where they lie. Mayorkas says, oh, there's no border thing. It's a lie. Imagine the commercials you could make. Imagine the commercials you can make about Joe Biden where he says, my son, I've never talked to my son. And you show him talking to his son, which, by the way, we got this other audio we'll be playing later about that. Just imagine all the things that these people have lied about, the media cover-up, the DOJ, them talking about transparency and giving nothing up. I could go down the list. How is it that we can't make hay against the Democrats? Well, I'll tell you how. They're not trying. I do like the Republican strategy of dragging out this whole process. Milk Biden for all he's worth, because these delays stop the Democrats from being able to insert whoever they want, which at this point, I can tell you, it is Gavin Newsom. Now, had the LoveGov in New York not screwed up, he would be in contention. And there are a couple of other people that might be. But what the Democrats will do is smart. They will do everything they can to keep everybody else out so they aren't spending a bunch of money on 15 different candidates. But what are the Republicans doing? They have a champion. They have a stalwart. They have a gladiator. And what do? They play games. It's pathetic. Anyway, going back to the Democrats. Their party is going to be in disarray if the Republicans are smart, and that is questionable. They will play this thing out like that. But they have an even better thing they can do. They can prepare for an election cycle without Biden. Forget Biden. He's not going to be the guy. Every time, well, Biden's polling and Biden this and Biden's fun. Biden is a joke. Don't target the man, target the party. Target the things that they did. Explain that the party put Biden in. The party is responsible for the lies of January 6th. The party is the one who did the lockdown for COVID. The party is the one who wanted Kamala Harris as a VP. The party is the one who's trying to shoehorn in Gavin Newsom, who failed as being a mayor and failed at being a governor, and now you want him to be a failed president. The party is a reason for high crime. The party is a reason for an influx, an invasion, if you will, of border security. The party is a reason why your vote doesn't count. How many things do you need me to list? The party put Biden in, who is the reason that people can't pay their bills. People are starving to death. People have to make a choice between medicines and rent. People are committing suicide in massive rates. Cops are retiring in massive rates. Schools are not educating kids. What more do you want from me? I feel like Maximus. Are you not entertained? I'm here to entertain you, but I'm also here to enlighten you. By the way, I got to tell you, I talked to my buddies, the Sikora brothers, and I was supposed to meet the family, as you guys know, and had some issues with my mother-in-law. But long story short, they said, Kevin, we got our cousins or somebody, a truck driver, and another cousin, I believe, listening to the program. So welcome to these redneck Sikora family. That's what they call themselves. And I happen to love rednecks, so good for us. But welcome, folks. I'm glad you're listening to the program. You'll see that if we talk or you do something, it'll become part of the program. Now, I may not call you out unless you don't mind, but everything about this program is spun from life. What happened, where I'm going, what I'm doing. You know, things like that, conversations I've had. And I've had some deep conversations. Maybe I'll talk about one I had with Dale Sikora, who was asking me what I think Jill Biden will want to do. Jill, not Joe. Jill, Jack and Jill went up the hill. What will I do? What do I feel like she will want, what she will do or want to do under, you know, with respect to Joe Biden's legacy? And it was an interesting query, so maybe we'll get into that. Anyway, if Republicans prepare for the election cycle without Biden, they can showcase a party in chaos, high crime, high taxes, high inflation, high people. The party of lockdowns, forced vaccination, border invasions, war, pestilence. Democrats are going to find it difficult to cheat, given their record. They can't do it, and maybe the U.S. can return to normal when Trump gets his rightful second term. You haven't heard the last of Dump Joe.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.